Calumet County's old brick highway shop was built in 1936 as part of the New Deal's Works Progress Administration. It's used to store sand and road signs, plus repair trucks and plows. County Highway Commissioner Mike Ottery says today the building is so outdated that it should be replaced. He stands on the oil-stained shop floor, ticking off a number of reasons.
Probably the top of the list is the safety and health issues that are in here. The ability to move around in a safe environment for the employees to back equipment into a decent facility that has some decent flow to it. Doors that are a little sized more for today's equipment.
Ottery has been pushing an $8 million plan to build a new shop elsewhere in Chilton, but many county board members say residents can't afford it. County Board Administrator Jay Chambeau supports the idea, but says it's been a tough sell since the county's interest revenue fell by $500,000 last year.
We know that the state deficit that they have going into their next biennial budget is not looking good for local government. It means that shared revenue, transportation aids might be down as well.
Back at the 74-year-old highway shop, Mike Ottery navigates narrow concrete steps.
I'm going to take you down into the stock room. I'll watch your step.
Inside, it's so hot and humid that the smell of oil and exhaust permeates even the stock room, where asbestos has been detected, and dark streaks mark the walls after years of poor ventilation.
Whenever anyone starts up a piece of equipment, does any welding, grinding, torching, or anything like that, all those fumes are coming in here.
The old highway shop is responsible for maintaining nearly 500 miles of highway. County board members acknowledge it needs an upgrade, but to save money, some suggest renovating instead of replacing it. Jay Chambeau says that's totally out of the question.
We've been able to squeeze every ounce of life out of this building. I think it's a good example of how fiscally conservative Calumet County has been over the years, but it no longer meets the needs of our operation, and that's really where the struggle comes in.
John Reinemann with the Wisconsin Counties Association says it's a struggle playing itself out across the state and the rest of the country.
While the conditions vary greatly from county to county, the fact is that many of our county highway shops could stand serious improvement. The stimulus projects of the 1930s did give us a lot of infrastructure. There has been talk, of course, as part of the current stimulus debate about whether more is necessary or whether it's time to throttle back and eliminate the accumulation of more debt.
Less than a mile from the shop at the Seven Angels Diner, people arrive for lunch. Randy Schmidt, a retired electrician from New Holstein, sits at the counter. He says the county should scrap the plan to build a new highway shop altogether.
The location of the county garage is perfect right where it is.
Schmidt says the county should shut off its spending spigot.
Of course, it's a price tag, and I can't understand why they want to buy land out in the country with the way the economy is right now. I mean, taxes have been going up every year. It's about time they cut back once.
The county board is expected to take up the highway shop proposal at a meeting later this month, where they'll decide whether to jumpstart it or to kick it to the curb. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.